Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It's a little cloudy. Oh, well, we can think of those clouds as hugs from God. I always tried to do that. My kids were like, no, Dad, it's just rain. All right. So you do what you can. I'm glad that you're here, whether you're with us here in church or you're with us online. It is good for us to come together and add our voices to those giving thanks and praise. There are Sunday school bags in the back. And so if there are children here or there will be children with you, please make sure they get one of those bags and see how it is that God loves them. On Sunday, August 21st, next to Sunday, we will be doing a blessing of the backpacks for all of the people here who are returning to school. So if you're a student or if you're a teacher, if you're a somebody, please make sure you stop by so we can do a blessing of the backpacks. But also on that day, we have a congregational meeting. Come on, let's be excited about that. And we need to make sure that you bring all your friends with you. All right, we had the meeting in July, but we were 15 shy. We need 100 people, all right? And so please come stay for the meeting if you're, you know, but it's the congregational meeting as we vote as to whether or not we're going to do repair work around the church, but also we're going to vote the second reading for our new constitution where it won't take 50 people to have a congregational meeting, right? It won't take 100 people. It'll just take 50. So there we are. So come for the blessing of the backpacks. Stay for the congregational meeting, all right? We will have Bible study this Thursday. I had a wedding rehearsal this past Thursday, so, and please also keep in your prayers Nick and Taylor Shoemaker, who were married here yesterday. It was a lovely service, and so please keep Nick and Taylor in your prayers. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you have a chance to read through them and discover all sorts of ways to connect with the ministry that happens here at St. John's. But we have gathered this morning to be in worship, and so let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, the Song of Hope. Let us rise and sing together.
Right. song of hope, sing along. God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down. Just to know that you are near is enough. God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down. I will sing a song of hope, sing along. God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down. Just to know that you are near is enough. God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First lesson is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 through 29. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesies lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesied lies and who prophesied the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through chapter 12, verse 2. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea, as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. They had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept a release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all of these, they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight that the sin has clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 12th chapter. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have noticed that this morning's gospel reading was not one that you can very easily say, the gospel of our Lord, or the good news, when we hear things like three against two and mothers against daughters and all of that. And yet the good news is there in the story. We just need to see it. And so as I was looking for the good news in this gospel this week, this story just kept coming back to me. And so I offer it to you not necessarily as the best possible thing that we could ever hear, but as a way for us to see the grace and love of God, even in a tough lesson like today's gospel. It all started innocently enough. Carla was having lunch with her longtime friend, Teresa. They had worked together as entry-level tellers at the bank. They became fast friends. Teresa was the first one to have kids and eventually leave the bank. Carla moved to loan processing and then they stayed in touch. They tried to keep together. They tried to remain friends. And then when Carla and Jack started to have a family, that got harder. But they met religiously for lunch every 6 weeks to just kind of catch up with each other and preserve their sanity. It was during one of those lunches that Carla, innocently enough, said, "I wish things were different." "What's wrong?" Teresa asked. "Nothing's really wrong," Carla said. "I just wish things were different." "Are things okay with you and Jack?" "Yes." "Is there anything wrong with Angela?" "God, no." "How about you and Jack's parents? I know that you never really got along with them, and now Dad's retired." "No, it's not that. I'm used to that now, although the retirement has thrown a twist or two in. They're at our house now every Sunday afternoon for the game and for dinner." "But that's not it, though." "You see, I wish I knew. I guess I just wish things were different." Then Teresa asked Carla an unexpected question. "Have you been to church lately?" "We were there for the opening of Sunday school." "Why?" "I don't know for sure," said Teresa, but I recently started going to one of the Bible studies at church, and I'm going to services more often, and I just feel better somehow." "You're not going crazy religious on me, are you, Therese?" Carla asked. "No, it's just been different lately, and isn't that what you wanted?" "That's what I said, all right," Carla confessed. The next week, Carla went with Teresa to the Bible study. Pastor Brad Sherling was leading a Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. Carla had always liked that one, you know, the Christmas story and all. She remembered memorizing Luke 2 when she was in Sunday school, and all of those rhythms from that story still moved her deeply. She soon discovered that there was more to Luke's gospel than just the Christmas story, and she still liked it. When they got back to her house, Carla couldn't thank Teresa enough for inviting her along. That Saturday at dinner, Carla said, "Let's go to church tomorrow." "You mean Angela has something for Sunday school already?" Jack asked in between bites. "No, I just thought we could go to church." Jack looked thoughtfully at the light fixture for a moment and said, "Well, the game's at 3 tomorrow, so sure, why not?" That next day in church, something happened for Carla. The service made sense. She was paying attention in a way that she hadn't, either ever before or in a long time. Usually, she watched Angela, she compared her outfit with those around her, she made a shopping list for, you know, the trip home, she planned the rest of her Sunday. This time, she focused on what was happening. "What a nice service," Carla said in the car. Jack only grunted as he turned into the grocery store parking lot. He was struck by just how busy that store was in this time after church got out. Jack reminded Carla that his folks were going to be over around 2 o'clock so that they could watch the game. And he asked if she could pick up some club crackers because those were his mom's favorite. Then he turned on the radio to listen to a pregame interview and started waiting for Carla to go in and come back with all the stuff. Jack's parents arrived a little bit before 2 o'clock that day and they settled into the living room. As 2:30 rolled around and dinner was still not ready, Jack's dad noted, "You know, we're going to miss the kickoff. Why is dinner so late?" Jack said, "Well, we went to church this morning." Why didn't you tell us that Angela was singing this morning? Jack's mother asked. She didn't. Well, then why on earth were you in church this morning? Carla felt like it. Oh? Yeah, she went to some Bible study with Teresa last week, too. Jack's mother summarized all of their disquiet and tossed it aside by saying, well, she must be going through phase. Carla kept going to Bible study and Sunday services. Jack let her, but he didn't go with to church unless Angela had something to do for Sunday school. Carla asked him if he wanted to come with to a Bible study, and he just laughed and said he had better things to do. Although he did come once to help with a project they did, and he even said he had fun. Carla's Bible study group decided that they needed to do more than just read and study what Jesus had already done. They needed to go out and do for themselves. The group contacted a local battered women's shelter to see if they could help. It had actually been Carla's idea. In Luke's gospel, Jesus was compassionate, and he always paid attention to women and children. Carla and the others in the Bible study began to volunteer their time to answer phones and such. They would bring in old clothes or gently used household items. They would bring those to the shelter to help women set up new lives. Carla even bought extra groceries and dropped them off. That spring, Jack's mother asked if he had anything that they wanted to add to her yard sale. Nah, Jack said. Carla's given all of our stuff to some place for crazy women. Why? Something for church. You mean she's still going? Yeah, all the time. Well, where is she today? Helping clean some lady's house. She broke her leg or something and couldn't do it. Well, shouldn't she be spending more time with you at home? I guess. I'm really worried about her and you, Jack's mom said. All Jack could do was shrug. 3 weeks later, Carla brought home a woman with two small kids from the shelter. Who's this? Jack asked. Carla introduced them, and she said that she had invited them to stay with them until there was room at the shelter. Are you crazy? Do you even know who she is? She's someone who's been through a living nightmare, and she needs our help. That's all I need to know, Carla said. Well, what's she doing here? The shelter is full, Carla explained. She's made the courageous step to ask for help, and I couldn't say no. Well, where are they going to stay? We have all that space and furniture in the basement. I thought that they could use that. Well, where am I going to watch television? Jack, there are three other TVs in this house you can make do. Well, who's going to pay for them? We will, Carla said. They don't need very much, and we have so much we can share. Carla was noticing that every time Jack spoke, the woman flinched. So she took Jack aside and she said, this woman and these kids need help, not a debate. They need love. They've had it up to here with selfishness. Help me help them, please. That night in bed, Jack spoke up. It's all because of this church stuff, isn't it? What do you mean? Carla asked. These battered women, the Bible study, you're gone most Sundays now, you're helping all these strangers. Yes, and isn't it wonderful, Carla said. Wonderful? My mom thinks you're nuts, and I'm not sure I don't agree. Carla said, a few months ago, I told Teresa that I wished things were different. Well, they're different, all right, Jack said. Yes, they are. I used to feel so empty. We had everything. I love you, I love Angela, but I was still empty. Now I'm full. God's love fills me, and now I can help. I have been warmed all over by the Holy Spirit's fire. Holy Spirit's fire. You may feel warm, Jack said. I only feel burned. And he rolled over and shut out the light. Carla may have needed to learn the truth of be careful for what you pray, you just might get it. Although what she wanted was for things to be different. We heard in today's gospel where Jesus says, do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. You see, if we think that the status quo equals peace, Jesus didn't come for that. Jesus came to bring God's love, God's kingdom, and the Holy Spirit's fire into people's lives. But the truth is, Those things are not always easy. And believe it or not, those things are not always welcomed by all people. Carla wanted different, but perhaps didn't understand the repercussions of that prayer. Jesus wants us to know and to understand that when the kingdom of God comes, it brings with it fire, right? But that fire is primarily the warmth and the light and the comfort that comes from God. All of those wonderful things about fire that we love, you know, the campfire or the fire and, you know, that warms us in the wintertime and all the rest of that. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. But that same fire can also burn and destroy, especially the things of this world. The things that this world wants to make into a pattern for everyone to follow. All of the structures that the world wants to build to try to keep us from caring for each other. God's kingdom can bring that division. Where is your treasure? Jesus asked us last week. Which is more important, God's kingdom or the family? That's what Carla is wrestling with this week. She wasn't trying to destroy her family or hate her family, but rather to increase the love. Jesus reminds us that our families are the laboratories we have for the kingdom. Jesus isn't asking us to stop loving our family. What he wants is for us to love everyone else as if they were family. All of the hate talk and the 3 against 2 and all the rest of that today is hyperbole. It's meant to get our attention. It's meant to get us to think. Because Jesus' kingdom also brings new interpretive tools. Jesus reminds us that we know when it's going to rain or we know when it's going to be scorchingly hot. With Jesus and his love, we can now see when care and compassion are needed. But when we see it, do we act accordingly? You know, when it rains, you need an umbrella. When it snows, you need a winter coat. But when you see a need, we get to meet that need as we are able, knowing that love and compassion are all around us, and we have all that we need to share. Jesus comes and brings it all, fire and treasure and tools, even division, as well as the fact that Jesus also brings love and comfort and peace, all from God's great store of blessings. Jesus also stands for us as an example and also as our way to get the strength and courage necessary to live as his disciples. Do you want things to be different? Let us pray that we have the strength and the joy to make God's difference real in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Amen. Please rise. Let us remember and celebrate our own baptism as we confess our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer. Arise, O God, and sustain your church. We pray for all who dedicate their lives to serving your people. Renew our commitments to our siblings and faith around the globe and bless the work of our ecumenical and interfaith partners. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Jack, Carol, Fran, Sharon, Mike, Mary, and Lois. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy, arise, O God, and sustain your creation. We pray for all places affected by natural disasters. Transform the devastation of floods and fires into the fertile ground for new life and growth. We also pray for our sisters and brothers in Evansville, Indiana. Fill heaven and earth with your life-giving spirit. Lord, in your mercy, arise, O God, and sustain the nations. We pray for all elected officials. Kindle in them a desire to administer your justice. Strengthen their resolve to defend those who are vulnerable and to stand publicly against all forms of oppression. Lord, in your mercy, arise, O God, and sustain those who are oppressed. We pray for people harmed by any discrimination. Rescue us from all systems that degrade our fellow human beings. Lord, in your mercy, arise, O God, and sustain this assembly. We pray for this community, celebrating with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. In our joy and in our tears, be near us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for husbands and wives, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, that they may show the world what your love looks like and how we love each other. We pray especially for Nick and Taylor, married here, that they may live out the love they pledged before you so that others might be blessed. Lord, in your mercy. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, we remember the saints who have gone before us. May we run with perseverance the race set before us until we find our rest in you. Lord, we also lift before you the family of Candy and Brad Esser and their children, Peyton and Xavier, as they mourn the sudden passing of their son, TJ. Lord, in your mercy, receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope
to make God's vision our mission.
Take me.